Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk said his Department of Government Efficiency is doing what the people want. It's trimming the size of the government. Asked in the Oval Office about false statements that he shared online, Musk said,
some of the things that I say will be incorrect and should be corrected. So nobody's going to bat a thousand. I mean, we will make mistakes, but we'll act quickly to correct any mistakes.
One mistake, the Bureau of the Fiscal Service disclosed a 25-year-old Musk associate was mistakenly given the ability to make changes to the sensitive federal payment system, but says the error was quickly recognized and an investigation's ongoing. Mark Fogel met President Trump at the White House after he was released from 3.5 years detention in Russia. Kremlin says a Russian citizen has been released from U.S. custody, but has not identified the person. More than a foot of snow fell in parts of Virginia, another storm now bringing snow to the plains. Rain and a threat in California. This is ABC News. Law enforcement does not want people looking for love in all the wrong places this Valentine's Day.
Officials are reminding Americans, especially seniors, not to fall for romance scams, with criminals using a fake identity to gain your affection and trust before stealing from you. This month, the FBI Philadelphia field office and the U.S. Postal Service issued warnings for people not to be duped.
I'm out all that money and I don't think I'll ever get it back.
This 76-year-old moved to Georgia and was tricked into sending her life savings to a man she met online.
It's ABC's Lana Moyes. Charlie, an online banking platform for seniors, says the most impersonated celebrities by fraudsters include Keanu Reeves, Jason Momoa, and Sandra Bullock. Congratulations to Monty from New Jersey. The giant schnauzer won this year's Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. It's the first time in more than 20 years a dog in the working group won the top prize. Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at the Target Center. Giannis still out with a calf injury. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to figure out playing time for the new guys acquired in the Chris Middleton trade.
It's tough because it's it's easy with one guy, you know, but we have multiple guys that we're trying to squeeze in. And we got to find out because we have guys here that we like. So we have to find out in these next 30 games. So it's important.
College basketball, Marquette with a win at home last night over the DePaul Blue Demons, 68-58. That snapped a three-game losing streak for Marquette. NFL, Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Kay Adams Show says he and his fiancée, Ronica Stone, are deciding what snacks to serve at their wedding this spring.
Well, the important thing for both of us is pretty cool. You know, being from California, like, we were like, we need an In-N-Out truck at the wedding.
Let's go. It's amazing. So you're going to have one at the wedding?
We're going to have an In-N-Out truck, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a comedy to look forward to, starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy with light snow likely, especially from late this morning through this afternoon. We may get an inch by the time everything winds down here this evening. Our high today, 11. Tonight, down to 6 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 6 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild returns discussing the gobs of money in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Also, the Wisconsin GOP wants state employees working in the office. Does that include legislators? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly, here with Greg Bach. We are Bach and the Doc, filling in for Pat Kreitlow, who will be back on Monday. And hey, Brittany Merlot is here.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. We have a lot of weather to talk about. I keep hearing about this, like, I haven't heard it called Snowmageddon, but it sounds, as people are talking about it, like it feels very Snowmageddon-y.
Oh, I love it. Yes. We have two storms actually headed our way. The first one striking today and the next one on Friday, pretty much really hitting the southern part of the state. So what we have going on right now is light snow, I think, into Janesville area, portions towards like Prairie du Chien and stuff. So really south, really far west. But this is going to become widespread by about 10 o'clock this morning, pretty much for the southern half of the state. It'll start off light. But then it's really going to start ramping up as we go into the afternoon and early evening hours. And this storm has a lot to play with lake enhancement. So areas near Lake Michigan, that's why those counties are under winter storm warning from Manitowoc all the way south through Kenosha. But then on the other side of the state, southwest, Grant County is also in a winter storm warning. So those areas are looking to get anywhere from 5 to 8 inches. And some spots could see a little bit higher, especially where those lake effect snow bands set up and what towns near the lake get hit the hardest. But a pretty good chunk of snowfall expected there. There is a winter weather advisory all in between that area, north into the Fox Valley, Door County, Green Bay. Those areas are looking at a widespread 3 to 5 inches. So this is going to be an all-day event. The evening commute is going to be treacherous, very slick, slippery. That snow is going to be coming down. The wind's going to start to get feisty this evening. And it's a light and fluffy type of snow, which is good for clearing, makes it a little easier, but it's also going to be blowing and drifting around a little bit through those evening hours. So we might have to do a little bit more cleanup tomorrow morning, but this they will end right around midnight. It'll be gone by the morning. It's just those winds. And the cold really settles in too. So we have a very cold Thursday, and then another system hitting Friday afternoon into our Saturday morning, targeting the same areas, bringing the same amount of snow, maybe more. So this is pretty much a 1-2 punch in a week.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And she's a doctor. She knows what she's talking about. I'm down here in Racine right now, and it's just starting to, it's basically like snow sprinkles.
Okay. Yeah. This system's got so much moisture with it too. And I think that's why it's packing such a punch. I mean, this low pressure is coming from the Gulf basically, and then swinging up the mountain range and turning into a nor'easter. So as it swipes us, it's bringing some of that moisture.
Okay. I have a question. You mentioned lake effect snow, and we hear this all the time, but what really is lake effect snow and which regions tend to get it?
Yeah, absolutely. So lake effect snow, you need the water to be clear of ice, right? So it can't be frozen over. Once that lake starts to freeze over, or the bay, like Green Bay, it's not going to produce any lake effect snow. So you need the open water, and it needs to be warmer than the air temperature, which it usually is, because it takes longer for water to warm up or cool down. And then, of course, when you have the cooler temperatures like this storm's bringing, it's a pretty cold one, with highs today only in the 20s. And a lot of us getting the snow while we're still in the teens, that's going to trigger lake effect. So when you have strong winds off of, right now, it's going to be Lake Michigan, and they're going to be out of the northeast. This is going to produce its own snow. It's not like the system itself, where the main hits pretty much Iowa and into Grant County. This is just the winds straight off the lake. That big temperature difference creates these clouds, creates that snow, and dumps some heavy squalls through those areas. So this is why places could see up to 9 inches. And we can't, it's hard to forecast exactly where, because these winds swing around the lake. So it's changing, and it's how long will it stay in a certain area. But definitely south shore of Lake Superior, and here for us, obviously along Lake Michigan, we get that lake effect too.
And I hear, despite what I've been hearing from Governor Pritzker, I hear you still calling it Lake Michigan, not Lake Illinois, even though we all know that you're an Illinois native.
Oh, yeah. No, that's Lake Michigan.
I can't
have everything.
We have our daily report from Robin Tigerton. Rob Tigerton says it's partly cloudy and 2 degrees below zero. The wind chill is 2 degrees below zero. I got my new iPhone 16 Pro phone. Really love it. I really love it. Not just getting a new Facebook account as well. Also, thank you, Kristen and Brittany, reaching out to help me on my Facebook issues I had for the last month. I have a new phone number. I can't wait to take pictures with my new phone. And he says, making money weather for me. I love the snow being so fluffy and easy to move. That's right, Rob. And he even said, he said to me yesterday, he goes, Greg, if I live closer, I'd plow you out. And I really appreciate that. And I would take you up on that, because I don't like snow. So there.
And that's exactly the kind of guy Rob is. Yeah. That's what he does in his community. That's what he does for the people that he lives with. So thank you, Rob. We love hearing from you every morning.
Thank you to all the people who clear the snow and everything. You know, it's a lot that we have to go through. It's not just us shoveling or trying to get to work. I mean, these people work their butts off. So remember to stay away from those plows. Give them space. Don't pass them. That's scary stuff. I see it happening all the time, and I'm just biting my nails watching these people do it. Don't do it. Take your time. Drive slow. Have a winter weather emergency kit in your car. Today's the day. This light and fluffy type of snow, too. Keep in mind, as our temperatures drop tonight, it's going to get slippery again. Even with a little coating, this stuff turns slippery, because the salt stops working when it's 15 degrees or cooler.
This is your classic Wisconsin winter, folks.
Yep.
Yay. We're right in the middle of it, baby.
And the fact that it's middle of February, though, like this, like that's the thing, is when I was a kid, I was used to this happening in November, October, maybe even late October sometimes. But I don't ever expect big snowstorms until late January, February now. And that's just how it is. And I remember having a conversation with my mom saying, oh, I wish we just had like the old days, like the kids could see it, like her grandkids. I'm like, well, they don't know that world. That you remember the old days where it was snow for 6 months, but they know snow for two. It'd be weird if they saw snow in October.
You know, you've hit that point in your life, Greg, where you're doing the back in my days.
Back in my day, we had snow from June until July. And then it came back in October. It's all the time now. Kids don't understand. I walk 38 miles to school with no shoes.
Uphill.
Uphill.
I'd like to share a memory. A snowmobile suit. Did you have a snowmobile suit?
I didn't grow up in snowmobile. I didn't have a snowmobile. I didn't.
It wasn't a thing. No, I didn't either. But like back in the 70s.
Oh, you mean like, oh, so
kid, like it was a one piece thing that it took like 10 minutes to put on. And as soon as you put it on and you were about to be headed out the door, you realized that you had to go to the bathroom. So then you'd have to take it all back out. Like, it was like a, you know, it was a whole thing.
I think I had when I was really low. Then I had snow. Then I graduated just to snow pants. With the moon boots that you had to put. I don't know why we put sandwich bags in there. They're just, I felt like, hey, we're poor, sandwich bags.
I did the same. it worked though.
Yeah, it did. My feet are still dry, so.
Well, Brittany, thank you for joining us this morning. Be safe out there.
You too. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
See you, Brittany.
All right. Well, welcome, folks. You are always welcome to join the conversation. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can text in on the Civic Media app. The app is great. The app is fantastic for listening to all of the stations, all of the shows. It's the way that I listen in the morning when I'm not, you know, on the radio.
But you're on the radio. I mean, you're on the radio a lot. And we love it. And I've said this before. I just want to know when, like, you're doing the doctor stuff, because, like,
sometimes I'm doing the doctor stuff and I'm on the radio at the same time.
Which I commend you for being able to I guess multitask. I mean, I don't know. More power to you. That's what I say. Tony on the live stream says, snowsuit, no matter what, you look like an uncomfortable starfish.
It's true. It's like in A Christmas Story. That's exactly what it's like. You're like, you can't move around.
I can't move my arms, Mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if be like, if you're watching on the live stream right now, we see some people watching on the live stream. Thank you so much for being here. You could always drop a comment on the live stream. And if we see it, we'll be able to, you know, say hello to you. You know, we got a lot of great comments coming in. Michelle, Colleen Nowak, who was your guest yesterday, left some great stuff for Michelle. Awesome job, Michelle, for the work they're doing in Main Street Alliance, things like that. So yeah, drop a comment in the live stream. And another one from Colleen. Fun fact, Mark Becker and Colleen were in CCD together growing up. Small world.
It is a small world. Speaking of CCD,
yeah.
Did you hear that the Pope wrote a letter to the bishops, the U.S. bishops, to remind them about the teachings of Jesus Christ and how he took care of people like immigrants and that Jesus was an immigrant? This is legit. It was released just a couple days ago.
Dear bishops.
It was. He specifically talked about J.D. Vance had used a term Ordo Amoris inappropriately and in a divisive way. And the Pope corrected it in this letter. And then he said this, and I thought this was so beautiful. And I grew up a Catholic. So like the Pope is, you know, he's the Pope.
Same.
He said this: I exhort all the faithful of the Catholic Church and all men and women of goodwill not to give in to narratives that discriminate against and cause unnecessary suffering to our migrant and refugee brothers and sisters. With charity and clarity, we are all called to live in solidarity and fraternity, to build bridges that bring us ever closer together, to avoid walls of ignominy, and to learn to give our lives as Jesus Christ gave his for the salvation of all. I thought that, and I am not a super religious person, but I thought that was really beautiful.
It's a beautifully written sentiment, and this Pope more than a lot have really exemplified we can have conversations for hours about the Catholic Church, yes, but this Pope has washed the feet of the poor. This Pope has talked about open and loving, empathetic relationships with the people and their God and their Savior. And I've read articles, I'm sure you've seen the same articles, where Christians in this country see Jesus' teachings as liberal and weak. And I'm like, what are we? He just wants you to be nice to people. He said, just be nice to people. That's all. That's what he's saying. Is that that's too far?
I grew up super Catholic, and I actually taught Sunday school when I was in high school. I'm driving my kid to school now, but and so like all we have to do as Catholics and as Christians, I'm not affiliated anymore, but like just yes, be kind, love people where they are. And it's funny, some of the stuff like marriage equality. Jesus never once in the Bible ever once uttered anything about condemning people who loved a man loving a man or a woman loving a woman. Jesus never said a word about it.
You're right. Yep. You're absolutely right. There's so
much of what's taken and skewed.
And this is a huge topic, and we can pick it up on the other side of this break. This is Civic Media with Dr. Kristen Lyerly on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. February 10th, the head of the Office of Government Ethics, a Senate-confirmed position, was fired by letter by President Donald Trump, likely illegally. In an even more questionable action the same day, the U.S. Department of Justice dropped federal corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. As we reported last December, Mayor Adams was accused by the Biden DOJ of taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. January 17th, Adams traveled to meet with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And recently, Adams expressed a willingness to work with the administration on immigration, contrary to New York City's status as a sanctuary city. Now, DOJ has reversed course, citing a memo from Trump's AG restoring the integrity and credibility of the Department of Justice and Trump's executive order ending the weaponization of the federal government. Also on Monday, David Heitema, the director of the Office of Government Ethics, confirmed by the Senate in December for a 5-year term, was notified of his firing by Trump. The head of the Office of Special Counsel, Hampton Dellinger, fired by Trump February 7th, had his removal blocked by a federal judge on Monday. We've linked the DOJ's memo dropping charges against Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Dr. Kristen Lairley here with Greg Bach. We are Bach in the Dock, filling in for Pat Kreitlow, who's going to be back on Monday. And we've got Mark Becker with us, host of Rational Revolution. See how I did that with
Hello.
The music?
It was nice. Well done. That was a good choice. Yeah. I like that.
Thank you. Also, Greg and I really love the Beatles, so yes. It's just an excuse to play a little Beatles.
Oh, that's cool. There you go.
Yeah.
So who doesn't, right?
I know people who really do not like the Beatles. And when I was younger, I thought, you not like the Beatles, And now I'm just at the point where I'm like, that's cool, man. That's fine. I believe that you love the Beatles and are tepid or don't like the Stones or vice versa.
Yeah. There's a thing at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame where the Beatles are on one side and the Stones are on the other side. And it's almost like, you know, which camp do you fall into?
And you know who's standing in the middle? Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who invented it all.
Yeah. Nice. What was it, do you think, that got you hooked on the Beatles?
I don't know. I think it was just, I'm a musician at heart. I've played music since I was a little kid. I was in bands and the music just hooked me. You cannot deny the pop sensibility of the Beatles, especially those first couple albums. Mm-hmm. And it gets your toe tapping, your fingers snapping, and you just go for it. And then, but the thing that they have that I really enjoy, and a band like Blur has this, and a band like the Buzzcocks have this too. You listen to their early songs, and there's a sound. It's a definite sound that belongs to them in the beginning, but as they move along, album by album, mm-hmm. U2 has this as well.
Yep.
It evolves over time to a new thing every couple records, and it's like, oh, this is kind of like the Taylor Swift thing. Like, oh, this is the Beatles psychedelic era. This is the Beatles blues era, and here's the Beatles bubblegum pop era. It just, the sound and the songs evolve over time, and you just learn to appreciate that. And it's coming from a background of art. You also then just learn that, oh, you can do what you want. Don't worry about what other people think. Just do what comes to your heart. And if people come along, that's great. If not, that's not your problem. Keep going.
That's the creative process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? What brought you to the Beatles?
Oh, it was Duran Duran, for sure.
Right.
Yep. I loved Duran Duran, and they were inspired by the Beatles, and I thought, I'm going to check out this Beatles band, and I loved them.
These four boys from Liverpool are going somewhere. Mark, are you a big Beatles guy? Are you, like, you know, casual listener?
So, when I was growing up, we listened to oldies. 0.1 in Green Bay, and I loved listening to Dick Clark. And they would play his like Countdown, and of course the Beatles were on a lot. And so, yes, I do enjoy their music quite a bit.
Excellent.
And now you're the guy on the radio.
Yeah. What the heck? I know. That's crazy.
I know.
It's been wild.
Did you ever think that you would be doing what you're doing? I mean, here you are making waves, bringing people together, having conversations with people like Adam Kinzinger. I mean, how did that happen?
It was wild. So, yeah, I didn't really think that this was something that would be possible remotely. And but I was talking about it with him on the show that in the circle of, you know, despondent Republicans that are former, and, you know, some of us have gone to the Democratic side like I have, and some of them are kind of stuck in the middle. But it's really a small circle, you know, and so we all kind of know each other and are comfortable sharing phone numbers. And, you know, he gave me, he's a huge contact, but it was on election day, a week before, where I got a phone call from a guy and I didn't know who it was. And I picked up and he's like, Becker, it's Adam Kinzinger. I've been following you. And I was like, what?
What?
Where are you? Are you in the bushes, sir? Where are you?
Yeah. No. And he's like, hey, I just want to say, I thank you for what you're doing. I've seen what you've done. I've listened to you, and you have a really good message, and I appreciate it. And then, you know, we've stayed in contact because he had some other things to say about things that he was encouraging me to do. And we became friends, and we talk a lot. And
what?
Yeah, he's just he's a fantastic person. We text almost every day. Yeah, he's a good dude.
That is
Greg,
so...
you probably don't know this, but Mark's kind of a big deal.
Okay, I'm just surrounded by big deals. I got Dr. Kristen Lyerly was on a halftime show. Mark knows Adam Kinzinger. Hey, guess what? I made Bon Iver laugh once. Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, nice. There you go.
A new album coming
out. You want to hear
out
something
April.
Crazy? Oh, does he really?
Uh-huh. But I do want to hear something crazy.
Nice. Oh, well, Adam didn't know that he got a pardon, and I was the one that told him. He slept in on election day, and I was like, dude, what the heck? Are you okay? And he's like, huh? I'm like, you got a pardon? And he's like, he like checked his phone and called me. He's like, oh my God, I didn't. He said he didn't want it. It was not something that he wanted. So we talked about it. I was the one that informed him that he got a presidential pardon. Fun fact.
Wow.
You know, speaking of people who got presidential pardons, you have a big guest coming up on is it during this week?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We're so two for two, presidential pardon week, back to back.
Uh-huh. Tell us about that.
Harry Dunn, who's Harry Dunn is the Capitol Police officer. Yes. And this was set up with Representative Ahmaud Rivera Wagner, who has Harry Dunn today in Green Bay, if you want to go see him. His story is incredible. What those guys went through, guys and gals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, is it possible for me to ask you a question that you may be able to ask me, or if it comes up in conversation, and I don't mean to bring the mood down just a slight bit, but
sure.
To those people out there who have the temerity, the gall to say, well, no police officers died that day, not taking into account after the fact what happened. I mean, I don't know how that must make him feel. And just like every time I hear someone say, I get very
angry. I asked
him that. Okay.
You just have to listen to the interview.
I asked him that. So, I mean,
great.
Yeah, say, here's a teaser. If you want to hear the answer, absolutely, because I did talk to him about that.
Great. Excellent.
I asked
Thank
him how,
you very
how
much.
It felt about that. I asked him how it made him feel when 1,500 people who mercilessly beat cops and, you know, killed them, you know, what he felt like when they got pardons.
Yeah.
So it was a fascinating conversation. That was probably it was one of the better shows that I've done. Could have been the best. He was awesome. Fantastic.
Well, and it airs this weekend. And, Greg, we're going to have him come back because we've got him hooked on Green Bay. We've got him hooked on the Packers.
Nice. Awesome.
I know. I know. He's going to be doing that this afternoon in Green Bay. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the show. But for now, Greg, Mark, are you ready AF to talk to Andrea Fonta? Because she is coming up after this short break on Civic Media Mornings. This is Dr.
Yeah. You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Funding the next great idea in dairy. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. That's what the Dairy Business Innovation Act 2025 is designed to do. Authored by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, this bipartisan legislation is designed to add even more money to help fuel the dairy industry, not just in Wisconsin, but all across the United States when it comes to finding new ideas on dairy innovations. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says their members have told them how valuable they've found these grant monies.
In a recent survey of our Alliance grant recipients, 93% reported that they've been able to retain or expand their valued workforce thanks to this program alone. Nearly 80% share that this program has contributed to their business resilience. 65% of respondents shared that their Alliance grant directly resulted in increased sales volumes for their business, and more than 50% reported an increase in their milk processing, with another 30% saying the increased milk usage is imminently ahead for their business.
That's Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers explaining respondents' reaction to the grant monies available. Now, under the new proposal from Senator Tammy Baldwin, they are looking to authorize program spending from $20 million to $36 million.
When I started farming, I never imagined I'd be leading policy discussions or representing farmers in my community. But Wisconsin Farm Bureau has helped make that possible. Their leadership programs gave me the skills and the confidence to step up and make a difference for my farm and for Wisconsin. If you're ready to lead, Farm Bureau is ready to help.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And congratulations to Charlie Maddock, a sixth-generation potato grower at J.W. Maddock & Son Seed Potato Farm in Deerbrook. He's received the 2025 Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Young Grower of the Year Award. He studied agribusiness at Fox Valley Tech College and welding at North Central Technical College. Charlie Maddock, the Young Grower of the Year. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with light snow likely, especially from late this morning through this afternoon. We may get an inch by the time everything winds down here this evening. Our high today, 11. Tonight, down to 6 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 6 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Coming up on the next show, we'll talk with Flack and the campaign for lead-free water before discussing immigration in the city of Milwaukee with Mayor Cavalier Johnson and getting organized with Dr. Robert Craig.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Dr. Kristen Lyerly here with Greg Bach on the board and our special guest, Mark Becker of Rational Revolution fame. It is 7:34.
What's going on?
February 12th. And I am excited AF to welcome our new friend this morning, Andrea Fanta.
It rhymes
with Santa. Andrea is the founder and creator of Mommy AF. Andrea, welcome to Civic Media Morning.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I have seen Mommy AF stickers all over the place. I need to know, where did this come from?
So a lot of people don't know. They see the stickers and they see them upside down and they're like, what is this cult, right? So about 5 years ago, my family was going through some heavy stuff. And I come from a family of people who doesn't talk about the heavy stuff. They sweep it under the rug. And so when we were going through that, I felt like I didn't really have anybody to talk to. I couldn't ask my questions. I didn't know if this was normal, right? And so in talking to just a couple of friends, like close-knit friends that I had, I realized that a lot of other people were struggling with very similar things. And so I decided to put together a mom's group on Facebook. So Mommy AF. So AF are my initials. So most people don't realize that when they join the groups, which is fine.
I did not realize that until last night.
That's awesome.
And I've been seeing your stickers for a long time.
I love it. They're magnets. And we created them because everybody was like, this is like a cool club. Like, I want people to know, like, if I see them out in the community, I want to know if they're part of this club too. And so the magnets were created as a way, we call it a silent high five. So if you ever see one flipped upside down on somebody's bumper, that means a total stranger, maybe walking into Target, saw their car and was like, hey, this mom needs a hug, or this mom needs to know, or this person needs to know that somebody sees them. So they just flip the magnet upside down. So you come back out to your car and you see it and you just feel seen.
Mm-hmm. That's so subtle and so meaningful.
And it's, you know, it gets made fun of all the time too. And like, but whatever, it's fun. If you know, you know, right?
Yeah, exactly. I just love how you turned it, how it started with a Facebook group. And now it's, how big is this?
It's huge. So it started as one Facebook group. Just for the moms. And then my husband, whose name is Aaron Fanta, so his initials
are
also. I married well, yeah. He's like, okay, like all of these dads want to know what's going on in the moms groups. I'm like, well, we can't have that, obviously. So like, you need your own place. And so we started Dad AF. And then there's all of these people who are like, I feel like I need more of a community in this part of my life or this part of my life. So there's like 75 different AF groups. Yeah. That are like, they're just private groups and they're just designed to help people find their community. Like there's a Green Thumb AF for plant parents who just need gardening tips and stuff like that. There's a Single Mom AF. So issues that really don't relate to everybody, but just the single moms can go and kind of communicate and commiserate a little bit sometimes and kind of just find their people.
Is there a dog dad AF? That's what Greg, our producer, wants to know.
There is a Fast and the Furious. So, yeah, we do have a pet parents, lots of pet parents that want different groups, but coming up with a clever name has been the only issue. So, but
it's so cool how you have really, you know, just provided a space for people of so many different walks of life to find people that they can walk life together, that, you know, have some camaraderie and all of that. Because that's, you know, and I know during COVID and all of that, you know, it was having community is such an important thing. And so I think that this is, I hope you see and realize and know how important that is to a lot of people.
That feels good to hear.
It is.
You know, sometimes you're just on this end. It's like, I don't know, it's just a group on Facebook, right? But it's not. It's like community. And during COVID really is kind of when it was built. And so after COVID, people were like, okay, like now we want more, right? And so that's where my store came from. And that's where like a lot of the community events, like the adult prom and stuff like that, that we're doing all kind of came from those groups.
Well, and look at what's happening in the world right now. I mean, in the last hour, we talked about men coming together and finding friendship and being able to talk about their feelings and, you know, supporting their mental health. We all need that. We know that mental health is at crisis levels across the country. The Surgeon General issued a report just a couple months ago saying that most parents feel so stressed during any given day that they have a hard time just getting through the day.
I definitely feel that.
Yeah. Efforts like this are essential for us to be able to function. And it has to be at this grassroots level. It can't be something that, you know, is coming down from above. We have to form this within our own communities, just like you've done.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what's the next step? You've done the Facebook group, you've done the bringing people together. Now what happens?
Yeah. So a lot of people don't know that Mommy AF and Soul Purpose are kind of intertwined. So I own Soul Purpose as well. So we have about 85 local artists and creators who rent space out of the store and sell their creations. So a lot of that store was built from the AF groups. It's a way to bring the community of people from the internet all into one place to actually get together and meet each other and build community and like build those relationships while obviously building their businesses too.
Are you seeing these AF groups actually having places where they physically come together and meet and have coffee, or instead of just being virtual? Because virtual was necessary during COVID. It was all we had.
Yeah.
But now we can be together. And I feel like, you know, that there's something really special about that physical presence.
Yeah.
During COVID, we would sit on like a Zoom and we would play two truths and a lie and like get to know the strangers of the internet. Right. But now that we can be with people again, it's so important. I think people really need community. Like people need each other. And on the internet, it's so easy to just butt heads. Right. And like not see perspective and not hear tone. And so when people get together, obviously, I feel like that's where the community is built. So it's really cool. We do in the back of our store, we have a pretty big space that's committed just as like classroom space. So we do art classes and stuff back there too, but we also have community groups that meet there to just talk sometimes and figure out some of the issues that they can't solve on the internet. So it really is, it's a great place to get together and find your people in real life. Our adult prom that's coming up in April at Stadium View, that started as mom prom like 4 years ago, because all the moms were like, we want to get feral and crazy and like go nuts. So we did that. And then the guys got jealous and wanted to be included. So we just made it adult prom for everybody. So yeah, we had like over 500 people there last year.
Really?
We get together and we just have a big party and we raise money for local organizations that need our support. So it's a pretty fun time.
So this is, I want to say mom prom, but it's not that anymore, but it sounds good. So mom prom, now adult prom at Stadium View in Green Bay over by Lambeau. And this is in April. And if people want to get involved and attend mom prom, they find you at where?
So if you, Soul Purpose GB on Facebook is the best place to kind of follow all of our stuff right now. I know there's so many different platforms out there that are taking off, and Facebook is what I know right now. And that's where we've been building. So that's what we're doing right now. So all of the information about prom and all the other stuff going on in the shop and all that stuff is all right on there.
I feel like there's some COVID like legends and some of the things, you know, like Otis Day and his like coffee time that he would have his little live streams. And then all the stuff that you built during that time, that was, I know my wife was in those groups and she, it's been very helpful as we're young parents and going into life and all of that stuff. What type of feedback have you gotten from people that have been in these groups for a long time?
I mean, most people don't have the experience of being part of a mom's group on Facebook. It can be kind of like a battleground. Like everybody has their
own. That too, yeah.
You have a screen behind you to protect you, right? So everybody will just say what they want. So it gets hard. I have a team of probably like 25 admins that kind of help.
Oh, wow.
Some of the drama, we have our own separate like admin chat, like, oh my gosh, did you see what this person just said? Like, okay, well, like, this needs to be like moderated a little bit. But so we get a lot of like, I don't like that group. It's just drama. I'm like, well, we're trying to control, or not control, but moderate what 25,000 people are saying at any point in time. You know, like, I don't live on the internet. I have other things to do. I'm a mom too. So mixed reviews, but a lot of people do find, like, if you go there looking for the positive, that's what you'll find. If you go there looking for the drama, you'll absolutely find that too. So it's real life, I guess.
This is a labor of love for you, like so many small businesses.
It is.
What are some of the challenges that you have encountered as a small business owner in your own community?
So people think always, and I guess maybe it's the vibe, like, people use me sometimes as an emotional safe space. Mm-hmm. And there will be people who just stop in my store kind of unannounced and just come and sit and just talk. And it's real life stuff and it's important and they need to be heard. But if I'm not ready for that or in that headspace, it can be a lot. And so even, like, I've had to go as far as, like, on Facebook Messenger, setting my settings so that if you're not Facebook friends with me, you can't send me a Facebook message. Because I would log in and it would just be sad stories and people who need help or need money. And I don't have money. Like, I have a community. I can try and find you some help, but it's a lot for one person sometimes. So having those admins definitely is a good buffer sometimes too.
25,000 people. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's like one group. Then there's all the other little subgroups and there's a lot of, like, overlap of people, but it's a lot.
Yeah. I don't think people sometimes realize that, you know, the people that do good things, it takes a toll, you know, because, yeah, like you say, so many people are going to come to you with really, really big life problems, you know, life changing things. And that is a lot for one person to handle.
It definitely is. So, but yeah, good therapist.
But you're not a therapist. I mean,
I have a good therapist.
You have a good therapist. But I think many of us feel that way. You know, I certainly, since the end of my campaign, have been fielding a lot of questions, you know, who are feeling really stressed out with all of the chaos and just trying to be a traffic director and help to connect people, and having people like your admins, you know, people that you can reach out to, and building that network of folks. And that too is what creates that sense of community and what keeps us healthy and whole.
Definitely.
Well, I think too, like, you know, how we're empowering women and all of that. Again, that needs to happen. I think spaces like this is so important, you know, and so that's like solidarity, man. That's a really, really cool thing that you do.
Thank you.
So for our listeners who are thinking, geez, you know, I want to get involved in this. I want to build this in my community. What kind of advice do you have for them?
Just do it. There's, like, so we did during COVID, it started because people didn't have places to, like, donate stuff or, like, find help for food or clothes. Mm-hmm. So we started our community closet. So we set up in our driveway all summer, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Tables and stuff.
That was cool.
People from the community would just come donate it. People would come and help sort it. And then people who needed it would come and take it. And it was a really—
That was amazing thing. What you did.
And now there's several other women from the groups who have their own things like that set up on their porches or at local parks. And it all stems from that. Like, it's just seeing something, you're like, hey, I can help with this. This is something that I can do. Just do it. Just go do it. We need people. We need doers.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Hey, that's beautiful. Identify a problem and go out there and solve it and work together to make it happen. Yeah. How can people find Soul Purpose? Where is it located?
So we are located inside Bay Park Square Mall. We are down by Kohl's, right across from Rally House. So it's hard to miss it when you see it. It's got rainbow painted all over the walls and all kinds of, it looks like, I don't even know. It's like a 90s kids, like, favorite place to hang out. We got our regular Nintendo set up in the back of the store with the TV and games. And it's just a big hangout place.
It's a gathering place, just like you did on the internet. You've done that in a brick and mortar space, and you've invited others to come in and benefit and grow as a result of that. Hey, Andrea, thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for all of the work that you are doing to support your community, to bring people together. Yeah, I'm so glad to know you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great to meet you all.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Andrea. Yeah, thanks, Mark, for hooking us up.
Yes, Mark.
Yes, absolutely.
See, that's how this works. I love it. All right.
Well, like, she says, who should come on? I was like, Andrea Fanta. Fun.
I love it.
All right, friends. Well, we're going to be back in 2 minutes with Todd Alba and a preview of all the good stuff on the horizon. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and this is Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. February 10th, the head of the Office of Government Ethics, a Senate-confirmed position, was fired by letter by President Donald Trump, likely illegally. In an even more questionable action the same day, the U.S. Department of Justice dropped federal corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. As we reported last December, Mayor Adams was accused by the Biden DOJ of taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. January 17th, Adams traveled to meet with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And recently, Adams expressed a willingness to work with the administration on immigration, contrary to New York City's status as a sanctuary city. Now, DOJ has reversed course, citing a memo from Trump's AG restoring the integrity and credibility of the Department of Justice and Trump's executive order ending the weaponization of the federal government. Also on Monday, David Heitema, the director of the Office of Government Ethics, confirmed by the Senate in December for a 5-year term, was notified of his firing by Trump. The head of the Office of Special Counsel, Hampton Dellinger, fired by Trump February 7th, had his removal blocked by a federal judge on Monday. We've linked the DOJ's memo dropping charges against Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and hey, we've got Todd Alba.
Good morning. How are you, doctor?
You have a stethoscope on.
Well, yeah, I was told in the contract in order to appear this week, I did have to appear as a physician. So I thought I should look the part. I was making morning rounds down my hallway, which people thought was odd. But I just went around knocking on the door and saying, all right, let me just check your pulse here.
All right. Here's the question that all of America wants to know right now. Hey, Todd, what's your specialty?
Oh.
Male wellness.
Oh! We'll just
say. Oh, good answer. Yeah, I have to confess, I don't even know where my stethoscope is.
Really? You don't use it in your practice day to day?
I'm a gynecologist. What am I going to do with a stethoscope?
I just thought. You put your stethoscope on the lump to make sure everything's okay in there, to make sure that the journey's continuing.
Todd, just dump out, dude. Dump out, man. Dump out.
No, but in all seriousness, I'm taking this off now, but I thought that all, don't you have to check the baby's prenatal health to put it in context?
Oh, we use a special little device called a Doppler.
Like Doppler radar?
It's like a little handheld Doppler that we put a little jelly on a pregnant mama's belly, and then we put the Doppler on, and that's when we hear the heartbeat. But we have to try to figure out where the heart is, because like it's everywhere.
This is why I just stand behind a microphone every day and don't practice anything.
Oh, look, we have a special guest. Mark Brett is done.
Oh, my God, look at that.
Hey, sweetie pie. Hi.
This is Gabrielle.
Hi, Gabrielle.
Good morning, Gabrielle.
They're all saying hi.
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 Oh, good morning.
Yep, and that's the reason we do what we do, right?
Exactly.
There.
That right there is the future, changing lives.
That's right. So, Todd, what's up today for you? You've got a big show, I'm sure.
Well, for once, we do. it happens every blue moon, but Judge Susan Crawford is going to be
what?
On the program.
So, oh, wow. Whoa.
The liberal candidate for Supreme Court Justice. So we're going to, we're asking her the important questions of the day to judge. Now we have an actual judge on the program. Chunky or smooth peanut butter?
So chunky. Chunky.
You could take that in so many different directions.
Right? Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, she's going to be on, so that'll be fun. We'll ask her just, you know, you've been a candidate, obviously, and why, you know, why she's running, what her goals are, and maybe a little bit about what she thinks of her opponent, Brad Schimmel, which, you know, Mark, great to see you. We as former Republicans, you know, it used to be that our former party stood for things like, you know, law and order and justice. And I think it's more than a little goofy, not hypocritical, that Brad Schimmel, former Republican Attorney General, you know, said on a conservative talk radio program recently that he supports letting the January 6th insurrection is out, like this goofy guy from Pulaski, Wisconsin, that sprayed bear spray in the face of cops in the Capitol. He, Schimmel thinks that's okay. We'll ask Judge Crawford. My guess is she'll say something different, but we'll see. Today at, I think, 12:45, she's on, so that'll be a good time had by all, as they say. And
it's so sad because, I mean, I know Brad Schimmel. Like, I got to know him pretty well, and 6 years ago, 7 years ago, never in a million years would he have said that. He wouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. And now here we are. They've so lost their way. It's really, really sad.
Well, one of the things, too, is that if you listen to him on the Upfront interview this past Sunday versus what he sounded like on Vicky McKenna, that is two separate human beings. On
totally
Upfront,
different.
On yeah, Upfront, he sounds so poised, so measured, very logical, very reasoned. But yeah. Then you go to Vicky McKenna, and he's saying this kind of garbage on there. And
he's questioning whether juries are actually legitimate. Yeah. I mean, he is undermining the entire system of law and order. And Todd, you teed it up beautifully, because do you know that Harry Dunn is here in Wisconsin?
I've heard that.
Yes, Harry Dunn, our J6
Mark Becker
hero.
Getting it done, guest after guest after guest.
That was a Ahmad Rivera. I cannot take credit. That was all Ahmad Rivera. He's amazing. Yeah,
I think it's awesome.
Bunch of Midwesterners can't take compliments.
Right. We're actually doing an event with Harry this afternoon this morning at 10 o'clock in Green Bay at the Labor Temple. It's open to the public, so folks are welcome to come on and join us. Mm. He is an incredible speaker. So moving. Yeah. I mean, this guy, he's a giant man with a giant heart who is doing this because he believes in our democracy.
Yeah. Really great guy.
So, that's awesome. 6'7" or something. He's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And Greg, what's coming up on Matt and Air on Air today?
Oh, my good gravy. We have so much coming. It's a packed couple of days, actually. Today, it's Wednesday, so we are excited to have Jim Santel on the show at 10:30 talking about all the law stuff happening. We always invite him with one case in mind. By the time he shows up, there's like 14 other cases. And then Dan Schaefer is going to be here early instead of on Friday. On Wednesday,
Dan.
He'll be here recombobulating with us. And, of course, this shouldn't be a thing at 11:50. And then tomorrow, Angela Lang, the Berkey weather and wine sport. It's just a crazy couple of days on Matt and Aaron Air, 10 a.m. to noon on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There is so much good stuff happening tomorrow here. We are going to be celebrating Valentine's Day.
Aww.
With the special Women Win Wisconsin all day long. We've got Renee Peplum, Jody Habersinikin joining us, one of our new senators, Representative Margaret Arney. Some special guests will be popping in. It's going to be so, so good. In the meantime, you can always find me, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, Blue Sky, all of those things. Guys, it's going to be an amazing day.
It is.
You know why? Because Todd Alba is amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord, no.
And
no.
Todd Alba is going to be here on Friday filling in for Matt. So,
that's right.
I mean, it's like win.
And we're lucky on my show, my regular producer, Aaron, is gone. Luke is gone. Like all the other men in my life, they've left me. So
God.
I got Sam Davis.
Have a good morning, everybody.
We gotcha. Have a wonderful morning. Take care.
Yeah.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legalities and illegalities of the first couple weeks of the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here and Dan Schaefer in hour number two to recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.com. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk joined President Trump in the Oval Office Tuesday and said his Department of Government Efficiency is carrying out the wishes of the people.
We are trying to sort of right-size the federal bureaucracy, just make sure that this, obviously, there needs to be a lot of people working for the federal government, but not as many as currently.
However, he offered little evidence of sweeping claims of waste and fraud. President Trump also said he always obeys a judge's order after some judges have blocked some of the administration initiatives. The Kremlin says a Russian citizen's been released from U.S. custody. That's one day after American Mark Fogel was freed. He was detained by Russia for 3.5 years. President Trump welcomed him to the White House last night. The war in Ukraine will be a topic for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. He's in Belgium meeting with the Ukraine Contact Group. Parts of Virginia got more than a foot of snow. There are three storm fronts in the U.S. Rain in Southern California a concern because of mudslide fears. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with